Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is breaking news on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Final hour of the Lake Show. We got a scoreboard coming up next segment, but we have breaking news in the sports world, and it involves a Minnesota sports team. It is not the Minnesota Timberwolves, who tip off in less than an hour. It is not the Minnesota Twins. It's the Minnesota Wild. The Minnesota Wild have made a blockbuster deal tonight. They have traded three players and a first-round draft pick to the Vancouver Canucks for Captain Quinn Hughes. Hughes, 26, 2018 first-round pick of the Canucks, and considered one of the best defensemen in the league. And he is one of six players already named to Team USA's Olympic men's hockey team. So, the name that a lot of people are familiar with the Minnesota Wild that is gone, is center Marco Rossi. Okay? Mark, you hadn't seen that name, huh?
I haven't looked into the trade. I am not the biggest hockey person,
so
the day-to-day.
I'm not a great hockey mind either. Right. Yeah.
But I know some people that are big Wild fans, big hockey fans. They may look at that and say, oh, we're getting rid of Rossi. Ooh.
Rossi, winger Liam Ogren, and this last one, I know for a fact that this is not going to be 100% the correct pronunciation of the name. Defenseman Zev Bouyam. I believe that's how you pronounce it.
I think that is how you, yes. Yes. Bouyam, yes. I believe that's how you say it.
So Bouyam, Rossi, and Ogren, those three players and a first round pick for Quinn Hughes. Listen, in the sports world, I think that fans love when their team takes a swing. When they take a swing, we love it, right? When they take a swing. What you hope that they don't do is it be a swing and a miss. But I am not going to sit here and make any assessments. I'm not going to make any predictions because I don't know hockey well enough to do any of that. I just don't. I just don't. If we're talking NBA basketball, have at it. If we're talking the National Football League, I have at it. Major League Baseball, when you're involving prospects and stuff like that, it's like, do you know enough about prospects? But the bottom line is, this is a big deal. It's on the ticker. It's all over ESPN that the Minnesota Wild have traded those three players we mentioned in a first-round pick for Quinn Hughes, defenseman from the Vancouver Canucks.
I'll just say this. If this is a swing, it sounds like it's going to be a big swing.
Mm-hmm.
It better be a swing out of your shoes. Because, and the only reason I say that is because the team that leads the NHL is basic. It's not in your backyard, but it's across the street. It's a division rival in Colorado, and they have looked damn near unstoppable, as far as I can tell. I didn't realize this till a couple weeks ago. I didn't realize they only had one loss in regulation until I think last week. Going this far into the season and only have one regulation loss is unbelievable. It's astounding. And so you're trying to track down that. That's a tall task.
I love the swings. The last time that... So, look, when I'm off the air in less than an hour and I go home, and I'm watching SportsCenter, I want to see what the reaction is going to be. I want to, because this weekend
on SportsCenter, I wouldn't worry about SportsCenter.
No. I'm gonna look at the local stuff for sure because this is the state of hockey. But I want to see what the national reaction is going to be. I want to see if they utilize John Buchegross.
You
don't want to see what the reaction is going to be?
No, I just don't think you're going to get a huge hit on it just because ESPN isn't, even though they have the NHL back, they don't have a lot of space for hockey. I would look to like the NHL Network. They're going to talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine too.
Ad nauseam.
That's fine too. But what I'm saying is that you're going to get a reaction nonetheless.
I think
college football to talk about this weekend.
I think on ESPN it's going to be muted. I think it's going to be muted until you get to your hockey night or your hockey shows, your specific hockey shows. I don't think you're going to see it a lot on sports. I mean, you might get
if you go to ESPN.com right now, it's one of the top headlines, and in the middle, full screen, it's hockey night. They're definitely going to talk about it.
I hope you're right. It'd be nice for them to talk about it. It'd either bring on, you know, Buchegross or Kevin Carter, PK Subban,
yep,
to talk about it.
I'm not saying that they're going to go in depth. ESPN doesn't necessarily do that anymore, unless it's one of those nights where they just have it all to themselves.
It's the Dallas Cowboys or LeBron and the Lakers. They'll go 15 minutes with that.
The first thing I'm going to check is the local angles and the news, the different newses, you know, whether it's Fox 9, Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel whatever. And then I'm going to look and see post the hockey games tonight how they view this.
I wonder how this will be viewed. Let's get out of the local. Let's get out of the region. Let's get out of the country. I wonder what Sportsnet in Canada is going to say about this. I think you'll get a much bigger reaction out of Sportsnet than you will out of ESPN. Much bigger.
And I'm not even expecting like it to be a big deal on ESPN. But there's no way that this is being like this is a thing and they're not going to touch on it. There's no way that this is not like for them to be for put it like this. Where was the first place you saw it?
On the ESPN ticker.
Okay. And that's the first website I saw it.
I think that's different, seeing things on the ticker. They go more in depth on the ticker than they do on SportsCenter nowadays on a lot of these stories. So will it get 30 seconds? Will it get 45 seconds on a reader? Sure. Will it get 3 minutes of back and forth Q&A or 5 minutes of that? I don't know.
So the Minnesota Wild hopefully have gotten a lot better tonight, but that's kind of cool to see. I like that when we're in the national spotlight, at least for 5 seconds. But I think that that's where we're at with hockey anyway, though. Like, I think that right now, because one of the things that I stated even when they made the jump to ESPN was, I was hoping that hockey was going to get more exposure. I think that, how many years are we into this ESPN hockey deal?
It's been back. I think this is the third.
Third
or fourth year, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's ever going to be on niche.
I think that,
especially with Barry Melrose being ill and no longer being on.
Yeah, ESPN. Yeah, with him not on the network anymore.
Yep.
NFL is king. In college football, when it's in season, is step under. NBA would probably be the next step under. I would say it's a toss-up between the WNBA, which they've pushed more of, and college basketball and Major League Baseball. I'd say they're fighting for that position in fourth. I think the top three spots are pretty clear. It's football. It's college football. It's the NBA.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, look. I think hockey's always going to be the last thing they care about. I'm dead serious. They care more about women's college basketball than the NHL. They do. Let's just be honest about it. So, I mean, but it is what it is. There's always going to be some league that ESPN or the major networks will not care that much about. That's just the bottom line. But we love our hockey here in the state of Minnesota. All right, coming up next, we will get to a scoreboard with the scoreboard master himself, Jonathan Lowe. We do that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, back with you here on The Good Neighbor, News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Jonathan Lowe, I hope that you guys are doing well on this Friday evening, and I hope that you all enjoy your weekend, even though it is going to be freezing. The only thing that I plan on doing this weekend, I got to be honest with you, is I'll go hit the gym. That one trip I make tomorrow, that's it, that one trip, and then it's back home. And it's chill out for the rest of the day, and I ain't doing anything else. That is all I got to do. I will scour the landscape of sports on television and take in as much college basketball as I can and also crack open a couple of books. And I also have to do my putting together my list of books that I want to buy because I love to read. I got a bunch of books that I haven't read yet. I have a stack of them, but I'm always adding to the stack. So, and I know it's like read the books that you got before you move on to the other books or whatever, but it's always nice to have a good book. And I got plenty of vacation I got to burn before the end of the year, so I will be diving in to a couple of nice books here. And I don't know about you, I'm not really a fiction guy. I am into history. I am into current events. I am into, you know, what's going on with laws and just context. So I definitely, maybe next week I'll spout out a couple of the books that I will be diving into. But actually, I got a couple in my bag. Maybe I'll get to in a minute. But let's get to a scoreboard with one Jonathan Lowe on a Friday night.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's go ahead and get you started on the hardwood NBA scoreboard for this evening, as we do have a lighter night, considering a lot of other things have happened the last few weeks on Friday nights. But right now, light night. So let's start with the NBA. Late in the fourth quarter, and Detroit is all over Atlanta. 5 minutes to go in Detroit. 131-99, the Pistons are whooping the Hawks.
That is all over them, yes.
Yes. 10 seconds to go, and it looks like a little bit of a shocker tonight in Charlotte. The Hornets, they lead Chicago.
Chicago leads them.
I was reading the score wrong. I was reading 117 instead of 127. Chicago's up on Charlotte, 127-124 with 10 seconds left. Charlotte with a chance, hopefully, to tie it late. But I think the Bulls just called a timeout. They may have possession of the ball. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter in our nation's capital. This would be a shocker. The Washington Wizards leading the Cleveland Cavaliers, 120-114.
Cleveland hasn't been playing that great, though, lately.
But Washington is 3-19.
No, they're terrible.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Awful. This would be a stunner. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, leading Indiana 105-102. It's at the half. Downriver in Memphis, the Grizzlies on top of the Jazz, 64-61 there.
Hey, let me say something real quick about the Utah Jazz. I don't understand what they're doing in Utah.
No.
Like their coach, why is he not on the hot seat? He got an extension. The Utah Jazz suck, and they're not getting better.
I think he's part of an overall plan to, you know,
it ain't working.
5-year plan, 7-year plan, something like that. I think he's part of it.
It ain't working for Will, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I agree. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter in the heart of Texas. Dallas and Brooklyn tied up. Dallas just went up 50-48. The Mavericks trying to get their 10th win on the season. And at the top of the hour,
my guy, Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I'm a big Cooper Flagg fan. Big!
Yeah. He's having a good night so far, 12 points in the first half. And at the top of the hour, under the Golden Gate Bridge, in San Francisco, Golden State will host your Minnesota Timberwolves.
Let's go!
Timberwolves looking to get to 16-9 on the season. Again, that game tips off. It'll be available on NBA TV tonight, so a nice change up there. That'll be available at 9 o'clock this evening. Let's head to the ice. Only a couple of games on the schedule tonight. They're both in action. About midway through the second period, again downriver, this time to the show-me state. St. Louis leading Chicago 3-1. And in the first period, midway through the first period, out in Salt Lake City, it's Utah and Seattle scoreless. The Kraken on the power play as you have two of the franchises without S's at the end of their name, Kraken and Mammoth. You know,
the Kraken.
Just
release the Kraken.
Just an oddity there. To college basketball, real quick. Only one game in the top 25. No Big Ten teams playing in the men's side of the women's side tonight. No top 25 women's teams playing. one big game really leading the charge, and that's number 5 UConn taking on Texas. Right now, 15 minutes to go in the second half, and UConn with a 51-43 lead. The Huskies trying to get to 10-1 on the season, and they try to do so after beating the defending champion Florida earlier this week.
And thank you, sir, for finding that game. It's on Fox. It's a Fox Friday night game.
Fox 9.
I love it.
Fox 9.
I love it. UConn, and you know, it's funny because the other night when they were facing Florida, I was texting with my guy Kyle Elamine.
Oh, yeah.
UConn legend.
They're blowing him out of the water early.
Man, listen. And
Florida came
back. He'll come on the show and talk about this because he'll be open about it. He doesn't like the makeup of their guard play right now. UConn, the best thing about UConn right now is their depth.
Yes.
But their guards are going to have to be much better. I know that the ball kid is really good.
Solo ball.
Solo ball. He's good. But, man, they got to work on everybody else.
He actually is from Leesburg, Virginia, where my buddy and his family live.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he was telling me about that last year when he was a freshman. I'm like, oh, okay. Good. They grow him good in Leesburg. All right. Very good. Let's head to another parquet floor. Let's go to volleyball.
Okay.
A lot of volleyball action going on this weekend. The Division I NCAA tournament reaching the regional semifinals and finals, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, if you went to basketball terms. And they're going through the second portion of the Sweet 16 tonight. Two matches are already done earlier today in Austin, Texas. Top seed in that region, Texas, they sweep Indiana. And then Wisconsin, they get a win as the 3 seed over 2 seed Stanford, 3-1. So it'll be Texas-Wisconsin for the regional title there Sunday. Right now, they're in Lincoln for that regional semifinal set. It's in the 5th set, 3rd seed Texas A&M, 2nd seed Louisville. Louisville got the first 2 sets, Texas A&M got the last 2. Now they're in the 5th set, Texas A&M leading 4-3, 1st-15, win by 2. The last match of the night, top seed in that region, top seed overall, undefeated Nebraska. They'll be taking on your, sir, Kansas Jayhawks in an old Big 8 matchup.
Hey, let's go. Let's go, KU. Not that I know anything about the volleyball squad, but let's go.
They're 4 seed in the tournament, just like the Gophers were before they got bounced last night by top seed Pittsburgh. By the way, tomorrow's matches, the first one will be in Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky will take on 3rd seed Creighton, and then it will be top seed Pittsburgh hosting Purdue in the second regional final tomorrow night. Let's head down a level.
Okay.
To Division II.
Let's do that.
One of the best programs, franchises in Division II volleyball has been Concordia St. Paul. The Golden Bears have won a ton of championships over the last 10 to 12 years, and they got another chance on tomorrow night. They win tonight in the semifinals over Point Loma, 3-1.
Oh, wow.
The Golden Bears are back in a national championship. They'll take on the winner of top seed overall, number 1 team in the nation, undefeated University of Tampa and MSU Denver. By the way, MSU Denver is up 2-1. There could be a stunner in the making in the semifinals there in the 3rd set. And it looks like Denver is leading in that 3rd set, 17-13. They win that set. I believe it's Metropolitan State University out of Denver. They will go on to face Concordia St. Paul tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m. Central Time. So that's a huge matchup there. Let's take a real quick look at what's going on tomorrow as far as the Division I FCS. There is one college football game on tonight. The FCS tournament continues. That is Montana State and Stephen F. Austin out in Bozeman, Montana. That is in the 1st quarter, and looks like Montana State has just scored. That's an update in Bozeman. Montana State up 6-0 on Stephen F. Austin. Tomorrow, the early game will be Villanova at Tarleton State. The middle game, those Coyotes of South Dakota. They go to Missoula to face Montana. So the two Montana teams.
Yeah, because Montana knocked off
SDSU.
Yep, I saw that.
So Montana gets a chance to take out the entire state of South Dakota tomorrow if they win tomorrow. The entire state of South Dakota, you're gone.
How do you feel about that?
I ain't from South Dakota.
You, like, get them out of here.
That will be the second game tomorrow, and then later on will be Illinois State, the stunner of all stunners last Saturday, as they upset number one North Dakota State. They'll be on the road in California taking on UC Davis. The Division III quarterfinals are tomorrow. Susquehanna will take on Johns Hopkins. John Carroll, who upset Mountain Union, will take on Barry. And then two area teams will be involved tomorrow. The later game in River Falls. UW River Falls will take on Wheaton of Illinois. That's the last of the quarterfinals. The middle stack of this quarterfinals, two start at 11. This one starts at noon. Kickoff at noon. Bethel will be on the road taking on the defending champion, number one overall seed, North Central, out of Illinois, in Northern Illinois. That is a huge matchup. Looking at the rankings coming into the postseason, North Central was number one. Mount Union was number two. Depending on where you looked, UW River Falls and Bethel were swapping 3-4. So whether they're third or whether they're fourth, you got basically a 1-4 matchup tomorrow in, I believe it's the suburbs of Chicago. That'll be a huge game. Noon kickoff there again. River Falls, if you want to go see a local team, River Falls is playing 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They take on Wheaton of Illinois.
That's awesome. J-Lo with another brilliant scoreboard. Coming up next, you know, oftentimes, especially here in Minnesota, because we're the king of the malls, right? And we love our malls here in Minnesota, always have. But people tend to want to do more online shopping and all of that good stuff and get away from the malls. I actually like going into stores and trying on stuff and going and touching and feeling things. There's something else that we have gotten away from over the course of the last, I would say, 20 to 30 years that I wouldn't mind us getting back to and using because we have them. We'll get to what that is next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We love our malls, or at least I do. I still do. I still love going to the Mall of America. I love going to Southdale. I love going to, well, I haven't been to Southdale in a while, so let me retract that. I can't sit here and say that I've been to Southdale in a while. I go to the Galleria, I go to MOA, go to Ridgedale, whatever. I like a good mall, though. Okay? I love a good mall. I love malls. It's something just nostalgic about going and touching and feeling clothing and smelling fragrances and all that. Whatever the stuff that I like to shop for, I like going and actually seeing it. Because I hate whenever you order something through the mail, it ain't what you thought you was getting. It doesn't look like what you thought it was going to be. The color could be a little, like, you can make anything look good on the internet. You can make anything look good on social media. I like to actually go and peep it out. Okay. Now, at times, yeah, you'll dive into the online stuff because maybe if you're going to have something sent to somebody, that's something drastically different. But shopping for myself, one of the things that I like to do is actually go into a physical store and check it out. And J-Lo, it sounds like you're kind of the same way. You're like,
I agree.
Me.
I agree with that sentiment.
There's still something about that.
Yes. You don't want to. There are few times where I've bought clothing online. If I've bought anything online, the majority of the stuff I've bought online has been like music, digital music. But if there's something that I need to feel on my skin, I need to, you know, to cover my body, I want to know what that feels like beforehand. Now, I might buy something, you know, the sizing of things, and I usually ask people if I'm buying like t-shirts or something like that, is this pre-shrunk, is this 100% cotton, that sort of thing. But at least I can see it in front of me, I can feel it, and know what that's going to look like.
Yes. Yes, I'm totally with you. There's another place, though, that I like to frequent every now and then. I don't go as much as I should, but I'm going to make a point to go more in 2026. I'll give you one stab at it. I'll give you one guess. One guess on where I plan to go more to in 2026. And it's not a mall. It's not anything like that.
I think I overheard you saying this. I tuned in just a little bit the other night.
No, I didn't mention it. No.
You didn't mention it?
No.
So it's not TJ Maxx?
Nope. No, it's not a store at all.
Oh, it's not a store.
Another outside of shopping. Shopping, it's not a shopping. It's another place in our society that we don't frequent enough anymore. You'll never get it, so I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Libraries.
Oh, okay.
I have a library card. I got mine I re-upped a few years ago during the pandemic at the downtown library, which is beautiful, by the way, but it's never utilized. Like, you go down there, it's a ghost town. We don't utilize our libraries the way that we should. Now, full transparency, I am somebody that is proud to every year pay for the Barnes & Noble discount card because I'm an avid reader. And that's why when certain people will hit us up on the text line or, you know, come up with certain takes about this, that, and the other, whatever, and it's total, and it's total crap and BS, is because I can sift through that stuff because I like to not just read stuff on the internet, but actual physical books, right? And I'm going to always choose a hardcover over a paperback if I can, even though it's more expensive, just because I'm that much into books.
I actually like the paperbacks better.
I like hardcover books much better. And I can't wait to get my shipment of Joe Maurer's book that he did a year ago with Joe Schmidt. He's sending me a stack of those in the mail that he autographed for me. Anyway, but I love reading. And I tend to go to Barnes & Noble, and I'm the person that will go and I'll sift through and I will skim through and look at various different, you know, new releases. and I'll grab two or three. But you know what I need to do? Especially when I talk about saving money and becoming more frugal, is I need to go and utilize the library more. I mean, back when we were kids, we were doing the whole, like, when your teacher told you, you had to research something and look it up on microfiche. Like, that was back in the day, right? Early 80s, even 90s when we were in college. When I was in college, you had to go look. I remember going to Woodruff Library,
yeah,
right in the Atlanta University Center as a Morehouse student, and we called it Club Woody because that's where all the hidings were. That was smart. You had to go, and we would sit down freshman year, leave the dorm, and we had a study group, me, my roommates, and other guys in the dorm, and we were dedicated the first couple years, because, you know, you're around campus so much the first couple years before you branch out and go off campus, where we said, man, nah, ain't nobody slacking, ain't nobody getting sent home, ain't nobody doing it. We are going to dedicate 2 hours an evening of going to the library together, and we'll go, and then we'll leave at the same time, whatever. I think it was between like 7 and 9 o'clock at night, making sure you got that study time in.
I can't remember if I did this in college. I think by that time, the internet had become well enough established where you could do enough searches on the internet to get you by. But I know in high school and in grade school, and, you know, coming up through that, the internet was not as plentiful as it was back in, like, again, I started college in 1998. So that was right about the time the technology revolution took over.
Yep.
But before that, yeah, if you were trying to look up something, you had to go get those reels.
Yep.
Go get that microfiche machine.
Yep.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Seriously. And it's, shout out to my guy Brian Holm, who's text my phone here during the segment. He's listening. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate it, B. See you soon. He sent me a nugget here. Nothing compares to local libraries. Hennepin County releases limited edition Prince cards. I'm definitely going now. Thank you, B. I appreciate it.
You
and the people out there listening, don't snatch them all up before I get there.
You know how people sit outside and wait in line for tickets to go on sale for concerts or for sporting events? You're going to be outside down here near 3rd and Washington in front of the public library. You're going to be camping out there from midnight through 9 a.m., 8 a.m. when they open, so you can be the first one in line to get that card.
In honor of the debut of Purple Rain, the musical at the State Theater, the Hennepin County Library System introduced a limited edition Prince Library card. This was last month. 25,000 cards are available at all 41 library locations in the county. I will be getting one next week.
Around?
Oh, they got to be still around. But that's my point. Not enough of us utilize the library anymore. Like, I go and spend more money on books at Barnes & Noble than going to the library and checking books out for free. And like I mentioned earlier when we were talking about, I mentioned something about books and stuff that I want to do, like, over the course of my vacation. I mean, I got a couple of books in my bag. I always keep books in my bag. This book, which I haven't started yet, one of the next books I will start reading is this one by Tony Messenger, Profit and Punishment, How America Criminalizes the Poor in the Name of Justice. So that'll be one of the next books that I'd read over the course of the holiday season. But that's, I don't know, maybe people out there are like me. Maybe they'll go back to going to the library a little bit more. It was something that you just had to do when you were younger. Like, I'll say this to any parent out there listening. Do you send your kids to the library the way that you did when you were a kid? Because that was the thing. My mother was a principal. She was an educator, and we had to go to the library. Bottom line, did your parents send you to the library?
Yeah, they sent me every now and again. There was one, I remember, I think it was summer between 7th and 8th grade. It was close enough where I walked there a few times. It was still a little bit of a hike, but I walked over there and I got a book or two and I went back home. And it was a little sense of freedom. You know, not having to rely on my parents to drive me over and that sort of thing. But yeah, that was where we would go to get books for research, for papers, for science projects, for all of that stuff. You didn't. You either had the library or you had the Encyclopedia Britannica that your grandmother and grandfather kept mm-hmm. in their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would go to for that research. And so I highly doubt that it is the same way that it was 30 years ago. Highly doubt it. Because, again, it's not only that we have the internet as a source on a computer, on a laptop. We have it in our hand. We have all we need to search in our hand.
But there's so much inaccuracies with regards to what's in our hand, though. That's the thing. I'll say this right now, and some of y'all will say, I don't think that's necessarily true. This is my opinion. If we went to the library more, we'd be a smarter nation.
Don't disagree with that at all. I think that's an accurate statement. I think it is.
651-461-9226. Final segment of The Lake Show coming up next. All right, the final segment here of The Lake Show. I'm not going to make it home in time to catch the end of this game. UConn in Texas. UConn up 61-54. I should text Khalil Amin and see if he's watching the game. I'm sure he is on this Friday night. If he's not watching his son, he's got a son that plays college basketball, who's doing actually pretty good at the time. Yeah, UConn's leading this thing by 7 with about 5.5 remaining. And UConn is the fifth-ranked team in the country right now. Fifth-ranked team in the country. What college football did you say is coming on tomorrow?
So you've got so there are a few games. Mm-hmm. There's the Army-Navy game. That's going to be the big showcase game. And there is actually a bowl. I believe it's the Las Vegas Bowl tomorrow.
Oh, we got the bowl season has started already.
It starts tomorrow. I believe it's Boise State and Washington.
Okay.
Which should be an intriguing, entertaining game. The FCS playoffs, actually all the other divisions, they will have their playoffs. So Division Two or FCS, Division Two, Division Three. Division Three is at the quarterfinals. Division Two is at the semifinals. The reason I didn't mention Division Two was because there's no local teams, no regional teams left. Minnesota State Mankato was in it last week, but they lost to defending champion Ferris State. So okay. It's Ferris State. Harding is in it. Newberry and Ferris State are going to play each other. Harding is playing, and I can't remember the fourth school involved, but that's the semifinals tomorrow. And then FCS is in the quarterfinals. They started tonight with Montana State Stephen F. Austin. That's going on right now. And then you have three games tomorrow. South Dakota is included in that. The Coyotes will be playing on the road in the state of Montana, in Missoula, taking on the Grizzlies, the Montana Grizzlies, tomorrow. So that'll be really a tall task, but the Coyotes won on the road last week at Mercer. So it's just going to be another road game, another road test for them.
I am back at it on Monday, full week next week for me. I have the luxury of tomorrow and Sunday, if I'm going to be indoors, I'm just going to be indoors and just kind of hang out. Like I said, I'm going to read my book or books and watch college sports. And I'll go to the gym. I got to get a workout in, right? So I'll brave the elements for a few hours and go to Lifetime. But I guess for Jonathan Lowe, he's not as lucky. He's still got to come to the station and work.
Not tomorrow.
No, I'm talking about this weekend.
Sunday, yes.
That's what I'm saying. You got to come this weekend, and it's not going to be warm on Sunday.
No, it's not. But that's what underground parking is for. So I park my car underground, and I'm in the harm's way for about, 2 minutes tops, going back. And then I'm in my car, and get me in my car, I'm out of here. I'm actually going to have to stay late on Sunday because I'm going to help get Vikings highlights. So I got to wait until that game is over.
Hey, by the way, I did not ask you what the out time was.
We got 10 seconds.
We got 10 seconds, so we're done here. We're done right now. Everybody, stay warm this weekend. Brave the cold if you want. I will talk to you guys on Monday right here on The Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.